So Consolidated's record now in the regional playoff this year is 1-0. I mentioned that because let's go in and let's check the Rick Perry scoreboard and see how he did with his endorsements.
Uh-huh.
Now, the first one, his record is 15 wins, 6 losses, and 4 going to a runoff. Now, I'm going to take one of those 15 off for two reasons. Number one, it's Mitt Romney. Mm-hmm. And number two, it was such a white hot, strong endorsement when the governor went, yeah, okay, it'll be all right. So I'm taking that one off. So Perry's record is 14 wins, 6 losses, and 4 going to a runoff. Susan Combs' record was 12 wins, 4 losses, and 3 going to a playoff. So, and the reason you mentioned that is because that's kind of like a litmus test, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, the biggie is waiting. The biggie is waiting because the governor has endorsed the lieutenant governor in the senatorial race, so we'll see how all that comes out. So, let's see. CBS Minnesota is reporting that one predominantly black church at St. Paul's Church recently lost 2/3 of its congregation over the issue of same-sex marriage. If you remember, of course, the president came out for that. And the national NAACP endorsed this as well. But there's still some congregations that are losing members. And what I found interesting is, here's this church, 2/3 of its congregation has basically left the church over this issue. The quote of the pastor, who's Reverend Oliver White, says, "I think people are scared of change, and what has been in the closet is finally coming out, and too many people are not willing to accept it." And I don't know this church, but, you know, if the people don't accept it, then they're going someplace else, Pastor. They're not supposed to embrace it just because you embrace it.
What denomination was this?
This would be the St. Paul's. It just says St. Paul's Church.
So okay.
Predominantly black St. Paul's Church. But, I mean, he can't expect. Well, maybe he does. Maybe he believes his followers are following him. And, of course, if they're following him, we know we're kind of getting into something a little bit different.
Right.
I think he needs to understand that, hey, maybe they're sending the pastor a message. Think about that. So they decided right after Mitt Romney won this, secure the Republican nomination. I mean, he got the votes for it now, mm-hmm. even though he doesn't officially have it, that they are going to go ahead and release this brand new iPhone app.
Well, I heard about this.
And, you know, they did. And so as a result, you can now build a better Amercia.
Oh, no.
Yeah, they did.
Amercia.
A-M-E-R-C-I-A. On the week of the National Spelling Bee, they misspell America. I mean, is it that hard? Is it that difficult?
That dang spell check.
Do we need to go ahead and just make the name of the country a mare so we don't screw it up where it gets confusing? We all know it starts A-M-E-R, but we kind of get confused after that.
Well, no, yeah. I think you just borrow from President Bush, America.
America. What my, you know, so of course the Twitter universe goes crazy yesterday over this. For instance, some poor app designer is getting strapped to a cage in the top of the car and driven cross country.
Yeah, that's right.
Kind of like that.
That's right, with his dog.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Misspelling a word is the most relatable thing that Mitt Romney has done in this entire election. I like this one. I was relieved to learn that Romney is actually running for the president of Amercia, so he's their problem.
Wow.
And finally, somewhere Dan Quayle is smiling.
Yeah, no kidding. Don't you know it?
That's true.
Although we don't know who actually made this mistake.
Oh, no.
It's an organizational thing. His was completely individual.
Yeah. At some point, though, Mercia. Okay. We'll talk to Bill Flores in about an hour. All right, it's 6:46.